The end of the article isn't the end of the story. The Journal podcast goes behind the scenes with reporters and covers everything from the Mormon Church's $100 billion fund to coronavirus. Listen to The Journal on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is your tech news briefing for Friday, May 1st. I'm Kateri Yoakum for The Wall Street Journal. It's Friday, which means she's back. Our senior personal tech columnist, Joanna Stern, has more insights on how to upgrade your at-home workstation. She'll talk us through how to fix a stuttering video feed and the merits of a stand for your iPhone. That's coming up after these headlines. Like many streaming services, Disney Plus has gotten a boost from people hungry for at-home entertainment. But now that the platform has had to halt production on some of its most anticipated shows, Disney is having to get creative to keep subscribers interested. They're pushing up release dates for Star Wars and other titles, and they're steering users toward old favorites. Our reporter Eric Schwartzel says that even if stay-at-home orders outlast Disney's content backlog, they may still have a competitive advantage in the streaming wars.
So Disney Plus does have an advantage over Netflix in that they have this library that people can go to over and over and over again. You know, kids will watch Frozen every day for months and months and months. Disney does have a couple advantages that actually the company had before the pandemic. One is brand loyalty. There are people out there who love Disney and will sign up for any service they have. The other advantage they have is the decision they made to price this streaming service at only $6.99 a month. I mean, Netflix now is costing upwards of $14 a month. Some of the newer services coming out are going to be around there as well. You could see, you know, someone saying like, hey, is, you know, $150 a year on this service worth it? Whereas with Disney, they're hoping that the $6.99 a month is a nominal, if even a forgettable fee.
And several more tech companies reported earnings on Thursday. Apple said it saw a slight uptick in revenue despite the disruption in its iPhone supply chain. Analysts say the move reflects Apple's recent strategic shift from selling more devices to focusing on software and services. Meanwhile, Amazon has played a central role in delivering essential goods during the pandemic, and it shows. But while the company's revenue rose compared to the same period last year, profit dropped because of the higher cost of shipping. After a quick break, senior personal tech columnist Joanna Stern will be back with her tech tips of the week. That's next.
When the world is at a standstill, facts can move us forward. Facts help us make decisions and bring us together even as we're apart. The Wall Street Journal has the facts in these uncertain times. Get the latest on the coronavirus outbreak with free coverage of the crisis and its impact on the economy, politics, culture, and daily life. Find the clarity you need with America's most trusted news source. Visit WSJ.com and stay informed.
All right, we're coming to the end of another week of work from home, and it looks like we're going to be doing this for a while longer. For some people, that couch, desk, box situation may be turning out to be not as sustainable for the long haul as they thought, and now we might be looking into fixing that situation. We've brought in our senior personal tech columnist, Joanna Stern. She's back for her Friday tech tips and solutions that you can implement over the weekend. Joanna, thanks for joining us.
Sorry, Kateri, I can't hear you. Can you...
Joanna, can you hear me?
Nope.
Joanna.
Nope. Can you call me on my cell phone?
You're freezing, Joanna.
How can I be freezing? I can't even hear you. You're now sounding like a robot.
Oh, no. All right. Technical difficulties have become part of our lives in our day-to-day interactions with everyone from our loved ones to our coworkers. Joanna, how do we fix this? Give us some solutions.
Just turn off HD video calling. I mean, really, at this point, your video cameras are not really that good anyway. As I've talked about on previous shows, the webcam quality is not that good. And if you drop down to SD quality or 360p, which is what they offer on Google Meet, just turn that on in the settings and it should be an easier load on your internet connection. One thing that I've seen a lot of people doing in our organization is actually using the video and then not using the audio on their computer, and then they call in on their phone. So they're using their cell phone to hear the audio, but on the computer, they're running the video, and that seems to help with the connection, or at least keeps the audio and video better in sync.
A couple of weeks ago, you recommended designating one of your devices as like your video call device. Mm-hmm. And some listeners have tried that with their phones, but they're having trouble keeping them upright. So what's your solution there?
At that point, I hope that everyone followed along with my video and made a homemade tablet stand. But if you have felt like I just guided you the wrong way and that cardboard box is not holding up your phone or your iPad right, or that wire hanger, you know, just felt like maybe I could do better than this. Maybe I could get even just like a $15 stand on Amazon to make myself feel like a real person, then you can do that. You should also consider for your phone specifically a wireless charger that doubles as a stand. This is what I have on the side of my on my nightstand and on my desk right now. I have a Samsung option. The one I'm recommending is a new one that I've these mine are old, everyone. Okay. It's okay. A wireless charger can last like 5 years. It's true. You could just set it up, set your phone if it's capable of wireless charging right on the stand, and it's great. You can look at your phone and it's charging at the same time. Magic.
Magic. Speaking of charging, I have got a lot of cords everywhere here on my makeshift studio desk. Are there any good tech solutions to help organize the chaos of the cords? Is it everything wireless?
I wish it was everything wireless, but can you tell that I spent the last week just like cleaning up my desk? I feel like that's the point we're at right now in our in our work from home life. We're like, okay, we figured out our space and now we're going to like polish it up and we're going to make it look good. I'm even ordering a nice plant for my office.
Oh, I was going to get a lamp because it's so dark in my little makeshift studio.
Well, I'll have a tip for that next week probably. So maybe don't buy that yet. But yes, what I did was I not only got a new power strip underneath my desk because my old one had this, just didn't have enough space between the outlets. So I did that. And then I have this USB hub because so many of our devices just use USB to plug into the wall. You don't actually need a long surge protector. So I have this Anker PowerPort 5 where I've plugged in the cords. And then I invested in longer cables, 6 foot long. I have a 6 foot long lightning cable and a 6 foot long USB-C cable, which that USB-C cable is right now plugged into my mic, which I'm talking to you on. And this just gives me a lot more flexibility around my desk. It's a lot better. And then I clipped all those cords together with a...
like a chip clip?
I didn't use a chip clip, though I did recommend that that would be a good option if you don't have it, but I have the little like cables around them.
Yeah, nice. That will definitely make things look a little nicer around here, I can imagine.
Yeah. And I even like I strung one up the back side of the desk and connected it to the desk leg so it doesn't actually show.
Do you do any actual work or do you just fix up your office all the time?
I mean, that's what they're paying me to do right now. So here I am.
Lucky dog. All right. Those are some really great tips. We had some good ones from our audience this week, and our hotline is still open. People can still reach out to us, right?
They can. Yes. The stand tip was actually an email I got from a reader who said, you know, I'm wondering what kind of stand to get for my phone. So please send us your tips, your suggestions, your questions. Email me, joanna.stern@wsj.com, or leave us a message on our work from home hotline. Still up and running, 314-635-0388.
All right. Our senior personal tech columnist, Joanna Stern, our Friday date. Thank you so much for being back, Joanna.
I'm always going to be here. Always.
Aww. Okay, don't forget, if you like our podcast, you can rate and review us in your app store. And if you want more news about Wall Street Journal podcasts, you can follow us on Twitter at WSJ Podcasts. Tech News Briefing is produced by the amazing Amanda Llewellyn. Production assistance this week came from Taylor Nakagawa. I'm Kateri Yoakum from The Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening and stay safe out there.